A Syrian rescue worker was supposed to pick up a humanitarian award in Washington, D.C. this week. He never got there. He was denied entry at the airport, and no reason has been given. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the incident highlights the suspicion many Syrians face as they travel.
On Monday afternoon, Raed Salah, a Syrian national, landed at Dulles International Airport after an 11-hour journey from Turkey. In his passport was a visa for the U.S. He was to attend a banquet the next evening where he was being honored for his rescue work in Syria. But as Salah tried to make his way through immigration, he says he was pulled aside by security.
And after about 2 or 3 hours, they told me, "We apologize, but you must return to Turkey because this visa has been canceled. It's not valid." I told them, "How isn't it valid? It's good for 6 months."
Salah, speaking via Skype, says the immigration official could not tell him why he was being turned back.
He told me, "I don't have any explanation or details. I can't tell you anything."
Salah had to return to Turkey without the award he was to receive from Interaction, an alliance of international humanitarian and aid agencies. Salah heads up a group known as the Syria Civil Defense, a collection of 2,800 volunteer rescue workers that help victims caught up in the war. The group is known as the White Helmets. Nancy Wilson is the CEO of Relief International, which nominated Salah for the award.
Their group really responds when buildings have been damaged from bombing or other kinds of strikes. And they go in and they pull people out of the rubble.
Wilson says the awards dinner carried on without Salah, but that many members of the audience wore white helmets in his honor. Wilson says she's surprised Salah wasn't allowed in the U.S.
He has been to the United States before, spoken at the U.N. Security Council, was allowed on the plane, which is not an easy thing in Turkey to begin with because they scrutinize your visa papers there. And then for him to get here and not actually be allowed in the country, just very disappointing.
The big, still unanswered question is why Salah was turned back. The Department of Homeland Security issued a statement saying a number of U.S. agencies, the State Department, law enforcement, and the like, have a say in determining whether someone can enter the country. Ironically, the keynote speaker at the dinner was Gail Smith, who heads the U.S. government's Agency for International Development, but she didn't shed any light on the matter. For his part, Salah says he felt demoralized by the incident, but knows it's not unusual for Syrians traveling abroad.
Honestly, this is a problem across the board. For the Syrians in any airport in the world, it's become common.
One of Salah's colleagues will deliver the award to him in Istanbul. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.